ABC Radio Australia.
Well, as we've heard, the United Nations Secretary General is hosting a climate action summit next week, and a cohort of Pacific Islanders are heading to New York to add their voices to the call for big polluting countries to do more to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. It won't just be political leaders, though. Civil society groups and young people will be taking part as well. Now, they are optimistic the talks will result in a greater collective action to combat global warming, but some don't think that the region's biggest player, Australia, will contribute much to that effort. For more, here's Liam Fox.
The stated aim of the Climate Action Summit is to boost ambition and accelerate action to implement the 2015 Paris Agreement to combat climate change. To do that, countries are being asked to present concrete, realistic plans to build on their existing commitments to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 2020, to cut emissions by 45% over the next decade, and to slash them to net zero by 2050.
As the Secretary General has said, the UNSG summit will be a chance for leaders to bring plans, not speeches. And so that we're really looking forward to hearing what exactly are the plans for a lot of these larger countries to lower their emissions and to really tackle the climate crisis.
Joseph Moyona Kolio is one of the Pacific Islanders heading to New York for the summit. He leads Greenpeace Australia's Pacific section.
It'll be a good opportunity for young people as well. There's the youth summit just before it as well, to really make a call to action.
The summit will take place just over a month after climate change dominated the Pacific Islands Forum in Tuvalu. At the forum, several Pacific leaders criticised Australia for trying to undermine a strong collective stance on the issue. Despite the friction, all members, including Australia and New Zealand, signed a statement, the Kainaki 2 Declaration for Urgent Climate Action Now. It says there is a climate change crisis facing Pacific Island nations, declares the need to limit the global average temperature increase to 1.5 degrees, and highlights the need to achieve net zero carbon emissions by 2050. The Forum Secretary General, Dame Meg Taylor, says the Kainaki Declaration could serve as an important statement for a joint Pacific position at the summit.
This will be a good guiding document in terms of how the Pacific positions itself in many international fora. But at the Climate Action Summit, very much so that this is a position that the region has taken, and that is a very valuable position.
As Pacific Island nations are among the most vulnerable to the impacts of climate change, Dame Meg expects Pacific voices to feature prominently in discussions in New York.
Hopefully many people, the public in Australia, in New Zealand and across the Pacific, are very supportive and are standing with us to make sure that we secure the future.
One of the aims of the summit is to encourage countries to build on their already stated plans to cut emissions by 2020, known as nationally determined contributions. But Joseph Moyona Kolio from Greenpeace isn't expecting much ambition from Australia.
We're always hopeful ahead of these things, but, you know, recent events tell us otherwise.
It's been reported in Australia that Prime Minister Scott Morrison will be in the United States at the time of the summit, but won't be attending. It's unclear if the Australian delegation will present a plan to cut carbon emissions beyond 2030. Mr. Moyona Kolio believes Australia's stance on climate change is harming its standing in the region, particularly its policy to step up its relationships with its Pacific neighbours.
With regards to the Pacific step up, it's taken a few steps back. So, yeah, it's definitely taking a toll. We'll see how that plays out.